question. Do you consider yourself a lazy person?
Yes.
Okay. Like me, you can find this talk very interesting, I think. So, we are here to talk about Argo CD, Kubernetes, of course, and we will see later how laziness deal with Argo CD and Kubernetes. Before starting, let me present myself. I'm Graziano Casto. I'm from Italy. That's why that we are named.
Can you speak louder, please?
Louder? Okay.
Is your microphone on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah.
Can everyone hear me?
No.
No.
Speak louder.
Louder, this way?
Yeah.
Okay. It's strange. Anyway, I'm a developer relational engineer in ACAMAS, an Italian company doing performance engineering stuff on Kubernetes. I'm an open source contributor. I'm a tech lead to the CNCF Tag Developer Experience and a Kubernetes release team member. If you want to know more about how to contribute to the Developer Experience Tag or any other tag in the CNCF or join the release team in Kubernetes or other SIG, let me know. I'm here around the conference for the whole day. You can check my LinkedIn to connect with me or check my website to get all my articles and my talks. By the way, this is me at 3 a.m. working on my side projects or working projects. Something was wrong and I need to change something on the cluster. Behind the scene there is Argo CD, of course, managing all the resources, and at 3 a.m. I do the most reasonable thing that everyone do, open kubectl and patching the resources directly on the cluster. Wait for a couple of minutes, there is the change is live, everything is okay, and I go back to sleep. No? The problem is that you can have two different situations here. The first one, self-healing in Argo CD is enabled, so your changes after, let's say, 5 minutes is no more in the cluster, so you should awake back to fix the issue. The second one is, okay, I'm going back to sleep, but tomorrow morning I will update back my repository to bring back the changes into the repository. But guys, I'm not only lazy, I also forget to do something, and someone else, day after, update the Git repository, trigger the Argo CD, and new changes go on the cluster, overriding my changes from the last day. So, at this point, everyone have a problem. The only point is when. Soon, if you have self-healing on the Argo CD, or maybe a couple of days later. So, the problem here is not that I'm lazy. Yes, this is a problem, but the problem is that working with GitOps, we assume that the Git repository is your source of truth. That's just a lie, because the Git repository is your source of intent. It's like watching at a map and see, okay, from the point A to the point B is just a straight line. But in the middle of this straight line, there is a mountain. So you can't go straight to reach your destination. That's the same with the cluster. Someone else can patch the resources with kubectl. Yourself can patch the resources and forget to bring back the changes on the Git repository, or you can have some operators or agents that do something on the cluster without a human in the loop. So the entropy in this situation is very high, and you can't be sure that the Git repository is exactly the state of the cluster at any point into the timeline. Just to give you a fun example of this analogy. There is someone from Portugal here? No? Okay, just one. Sorry. I traveled for the first time in Porto last year, and I was very happy because I was able to find a cheap hotel just 500 meters from the conference venue. Then I realized when I was there that walking for 500 meters in Portugal is not the same like walking for 500 meters in Milan. In Portugal it's more like hiking than just walking, and that's the same. By the way, how can we solve this situation? The idea is to have a mechanism, a process, or something we will see later, that do a pre-flight diff when you open new PRs on your GitOps repository to check that what you have in the exact time you open the PR on the cluster is what you are actually merging with the new PR you are opening on your Git repository. This way, you are able to sync changes if no drift are detected on the cluster, between the cluster and the repository, or block the sync if something is drifting for the initial state. And hopefully, you can also have a report that, okay, this is the fields into your resources that need to be changed to be compliant with your cluster. So let's start with the demo, and then I will show you all the phases of this pipeline. I recorded the demo to avoid panic time, and I hope that the video is working. Okay, this is my GitOps repository. First thing, I'm going to apply the Argo CD application to deploy my initial state on the cluster. Okay, now let's check that my services are running. This is the simple guestbook application you can find on the Kubernetes documentation. It's a front-end and a back-end, basically. Okay, everything is running. Now I will move to the deploy section to scale the replicas for the deployment from three replicas to five. Okay. I recorded it yesterday night, so maybe something is not very straightforward. Okay, five replicas. Now I'm patching the resource. Let's wait to the scaling phase. Okay. Now, back to the GitOps repository where my Argo application is. First open the branch to create the PR. Okay, let's say this is the day after. Another colleague want to update the limits for the deployment. So open the branch and create the PR. This is the Argo application targeting the main branch on the repository. This is the front end. You can see that replicas here is still free. And I'm going to update CPU and memory request to 400 millicores. Okay. Nice. Now I commit my changes and I'm opening the PR. Why I'm using GitHub desktop because I'm lazy. I don't want to interact with the terminal. Okay, create the pull request, and now pipeline in GitHub action is triggered. That now is triggered. That basically install a tool that is called Calco. I will show you later what Calco is. Basically do a snapshot of your entire cluster state into a temporary folder in this case, or you can choose to do it in another repository. And do and perform a three-way smart diff between your base branch, your PR branch, and your snapshot. This way, it can detect which are the intentional changes you did in your PR and which are the drift. After this check, provide you into the